I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're talking about the arrest process. We read terms in the police report where someone has been arrested, processed, and released, or held to go to jail. Let's break that down a little bit. Generally, what leads to an arrest?
Generally, what leads to an arrest is probable cause, and it's a requirement found in the Fourth Amendment that must usually be met by police to make an arrest or conduct a search or receive a warrant. Probable cause is when there's a reasonable basis for believing that a crime has been committed or is about to be committed, or there is evidence of the crime present. Persons arrested without a warrant are required to be brought before a competent authority shortly after the arrest for a prompt judicial determination of probable cause, and that's by a local judge and the prosecutor.
Is there a difference between somebody being taken into custody and being arrested? They sound like the same thing.
Essentially, they're both the same thing. They're based off apprehension of a person, and their freedom of movement is taken away at that point for safety. But there's many reasons for that, Tom.
If someone is taken into custody, are they always arrested?
Just because somebody's taken into custody, they're not always held in custody. There are times that we have detained people for investigative purposes and later released, depending on the circumstances. There's times we've detained or arrested on 96-hour warrants or issues of self-harm or harm to others. There's just a lot of basis for arrest and custody determining to our job.
All right, so now someone has been taken into custody or arrested, and they go to processing. What is processing?
So after an arrest, they're taken into custody. They're taken to the police department. And when they're arrested, if it's on an investigation, which would lead, because of probable cause, they are interviewed. Both on a warrant and investigation, they're brought to the PD, fingerprinted for the charges that they are arrested for or that they have a warrant for. Their property is inventoried and transported to the Davies DeKalb jail. And then we await the filing of formal charges by the local prosecutor. And that is where a probable cause statement is sent up of the incident. And the prosecutor looks at the probable cause and the basis for the incident and decides whether he wants to file charges on the suspect. And then he also talks to the judge for approval in that process.
If someone has been arrested, we sometimes hear that they've been either held or released. Does release mean on bail, or are there other circumstances where they may be released?
There are several stipulations to this, and it's changed over the recent past. But several things dictate that: misdemeanors, felonies. We usually provide a summons to the arrested unless we find a threat or that they will not appear in court. So if they're a danger to the crime victim or the community, we'll put them on a 24-hour hold or place them in custody and let the prosecutor and judge know what that threat to the crime victim or the community is.
Do you guys have a lot of training that is ongoing that goes through all of these processes? Is it something that you guys have to keep refreshing yourself on?
We do. Every year we do training, and that's based on the laws and the Supreme Court, the Missouri Supreme Court put in place that are ever-changing. They're always changing, and we have to stay up to date on those laws and make sure that we're doing the right things lawfully and legally, so that way we don't violate people's constitutional rights.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.